Hey everyone, how's it going? We are going to talk. So my name is Yina, and I am here with Richard Izarega, Principal Engineer on the Microsoft Graph team. And today we're going to talk about smart UI on the Microsoft Graph. Before we dive in, I want to quickly cover what is Microsoft Graph in case you haven't heard enough about Microsoft Graph throughout the conference. And then we're going to go and do some demos around building smart UI with Microsoft Graph. So quickly, Microsoft Graph is a REST API hosted on graph.microsoft.com for all of the Microsoft Cloud services around Office 365. So whether your organization has OneDrive, SharePoint, Azure Active Directory, Exchange, OneNote, Planner, Excel, all of the services that are part of the Office 365 umbrella, or services under the Windows 10 umbrella, like the activity services, device services, things around close proximity and things like that, or the enterprise and mobility services like Advanced Threat Protection, Azure Active Directory, Intune. All of these services are part of graph.microsoft.com, which means that if you or your customers are part of, are clients of Microsoft in this particular services, you have data in Microsoft Graph. And as a developer, you can go to graph.microsoft.com, which is a REST API endpoint. Obviously, with getting the right permissions from the user in order to access all of this data using an Auth 2.0 flow, then you will be able to get access and interact with all of the data that is behind the Microsoft Graph. It works for both commercial and consumer users. So for those consumer users that have Outlook.com services or OneDrive consumer services, you know, you can build an application that interacts with those using the same API endpoint. It's pretty good, in particular, if you want to build an application that works for both. So imagine that I'm building an app that works on my phone that helps me sort out my pictures, whether those are pictures from my family or pictures that should be an expense report, and being able to send them to the right location, whether it is business or personal. I can do that with the same code without having to go and say, like, if OneDrive consumer, then do this particular code. If OneDrive business, then do this other code. I don't need to do that. I just write one single code base that using the same API endpoint, I can interact with both identities, consumer and commercial identities. And finally, it's one endpoint to access all of this information, one access token. As long as you have all of the permissions in order to access that data, you will be able to interact with all of this data. We have one set of documentation. If you go to your browser and type in graph.microsoft.com, you will be able to redirect it to our documentation portal. We have a lot of samples, SDKs in different languages. So whether you're a .NET developer, we have a .NET client library. If you prefer JavaScript, we have a JavaScript client library. If you like TypeScript, we have type definitions. If you're into Python, PHP, Android, iOS, Ruby, we have SDK samples and all of things for you. So come visit the portal. We have great experiences there, documentation, quick starts, and things like that that you can use to get started with the API. Okay, so with that, so I already mentioned whether you're building any type of application, you can use the Microsoft Graph to get access to user data across Office 365, Windows, and enterprise mobility and security. And when it comes to smart UI, then we're going to talk about three opportunities. The first one is around adaptive carts and using adaptive carts in combination with the Microsoft Graph to use information from the graph to populate the adaptive carts and send it through the different channels. In the example that we're going to use today, we're going to use Outlook and actionable messages in Outlook. There's also the opportunity to use web controls. In Office, we have the Office UI Fabric, which is built on React, that you can use to reuse controls that Office uses to build up the UI. We can go there and show you some of those controls that you can reuse and connect to Microsoft Graph. For example, like a people picker control that I will show you how to, you know, using that same technology that we use in Outlook, for example, to do the people picking, you can bring into your own experiences and your own applications. We also have a OneDrive file picker control. It works for both OneDrive consumer, commercial, and for SharePoint. It's a simple JavaScript control that you can instantiate, and you don't have to build out the UI, the same UI that is the same file picker that OneDrive and SharePoint uses in the experiences out of the box. And you can use this control as well in your own applications, and we're going to show how to do that. And then finally, we're going to talk about a set of SAML controls that we are announcing this time at Build. That includes a profile control, a people control, and a files control. Those are the ones that we're going to show today. And then we're going to have pointers to all of the different repos for all of the code that we're going to share, so that you guys can take that away for interacting in your own projects. So let's start with, one more thing. Whether you're building an application that is a web application or a device application, or your own service, in the service, you're probably in a backend service, you won't have UI. But you can also interact with other pieces of the UI in Microsoft 365 canvases. So whether it is on within an add-in that participates with Word and PowerPoint and Excel, or a SharePoint web part, or an actionable message that shows up right there in Outlook, or a conversation and a bot that shows up in Teams. So the thing that I wanted to point out is that it's not just the four corners of your application where you're building a Windows app or a device app. It's like the opportunity that there is to integrate into other canvases that Microsoft 365 has where users spend a lot of time, and then use that to interact with data with the graph as well. So we're going to see some of that in the demo that we're going to be doing with Outlook. OK, so let's start with adaptive cards. So is everyone familiar with adaptive cards? Show of hands. Yeah, played with it? Have you gone to adaptivecards.io, seen that it's simple JSON? We're actually going to go there right now. So adaptivecards.io is the place where you go to build adaptive cards. It's a very simple JSON format that allows you to build up the different cards that you want to do. In Outlook in particular, when you're building an adaptive card, you can additionally get actionable messages to it. So this is the card that we're going to see in the demo. In the data that is coming from Microsoft Graph that is powering this particular card is we're getting profile information, so the username and the picture that's coming from the Microsoft Graph. We're getting document information. Here's a thumbnail of a file that is stored in OneDrive, plus additionally metadata from that file. And then we're going to have add an action, which is in Outlook, you're going to be able to respond and interact with that card right in the inbox. So now what we're going to do is I'm going to go to the Azure portal. Here we have a bot that we've deployed, and we're going to interact with this bot. The first thing that we're going to do is we're logged in. So we've already, this bot is using our authentication libraries and is already logged in with my account. The first thing that we're going to do is we're going to go and ask for what are the set of files that are in OneDrive for this particular user. So the thing that we get back is a list of all of the different files. This is a very simple request to the Microsoft Graph to the Drive endpoint. We get a list of all the files. We're going to pick, this new product presentation.pptx. And that basically is going to, the product pricing.
That one's fine?
Yep, that one's fine. Anyone is fine. That basically is going to make a second request to the graph where we're going to bring all of that file metadata and extend that request to being the thumbnails for that particular file. So what we're going to see, is we need to log in again.
It's asking for the code. We'll see if it still works.
OK, we're going to reset our demo. So what we're going to see as soon as that starts working, So we had a little bit of demo hiccup, but as soon as that comes back, I'm gonna just tell you what it's gonna happen. So the bot is going to the Microsoft Graph and calling the Drive's endpoint, bringing all of the files. After we select a file, we're making another call to the graph to bring in the file metadata plus the thumbnail of that file. So if you notice right before we were doing the pickup, I was gonna pick up a PowerPoint file. So that PowerPoint file, I'm not going to bring all of the slides of that file. I'm just going to bring one particular thumbnail for that file. And we can generate thumbnails from many, many different file formats that are supported by SharePoint and OneDrive. So if you have a CAD file or an Illustrator file stored in SharePoint, it will automatically generate a bitmap that you can then display in your own UI.
I think just show it from here and move on.
Okay. So we are going to jump that portion of the demo and go to like how it will then show in the Outlook experience. So in the Outlook experience, once we select the card, what we're going to get is an email message that had that adaptive card in the email message. And one of the things that you will see is that I can take an action right here in the inbox without taking the user out of context of what they're doing, sending them to a different website, or having them go to a different place to go and do the approval. So right here, we can make a note around that particular approval. So say, yes, we approve. And then the approval is going to go and it's going to get stored. Right now, in this particular case, we were using Cosmos DB to store that approval information. The demo gods are not cooperating with us
right
now.
Not with this one, no.
Right?
No. One thing I'll point out here is that what we're not showing is the code aspect of this, but I'm able to send these adaptive cards just through a send mail API in the graph.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, one of my first questions when I saw this capability was, well, what if someone sends me an adaptive card, but I'm not even in Office 365 or Outlook.com?
Yeah.
And what's great is the way that this is sent is actually just a script. It's a JSON, that whole JSON block that we saw in the visualizer. I'm just putting that as a script element in the head of that HTML email. So it's something that any other email client will just ignore it, but a client that can interpret that, like whether it be OWA or the Outlook client, mm-hmm. can easily render that and be able to have that more advanced experience.
Yep, that's a great point. Okay, so that basically is using adaptive cards within Outlook. That is our first demo. The code for that is on aka.ms/smart-ui-adaptive. We have a repo that has all of the code sample. We actually showed this running on our session yesterday, so it's all good to go, that code. We're just using a different environment right now.
Yep.
And we're going to go to a second demo. Our second demo is on web controls, right? Or SAML controls?
SAML controls.
SAML controls. Okay, so we're going to go to our second demo on SAML controls. This is something that I mentioned yesterday on the keynote. And all of the things that we do are in particular here are open source and are welcome to contributions. So if you are a Windows developer and love using the SAML controls to help you build easier UI, then we welcome these contributions. And here are some of the controls that we already have. Do you want to switch to your laptop?
Sure. So what we're going to look at here is the Windows Community Toolkit sample app that has a lot of these controls kind of aggregated together so you can test them out and get a feel for if it's something that you'd want to incorporate into your application. There's a few interesting things I'll point out here.
Just as a show of hands, how many of you are using this Windows Community Toolkit app? It used to be the UWP Community Toolkit. Have you seen it? Have you used it? Okay. You can actually download it from the store. And or you can build that one right directly from the GitHub repo.
So there's a few things related to I would say, Microsoft connected applications and working with the graph. So one area I can go into is like the services area, and I can connect to the graph here. And there's a whole interactive area of where I could put in like a client ID, whether I want to use a V1 or a V2 auth and be able to do some things interactively in here. I'm going to jump over to the actual graph controls, which really provide me an actual rich user experience for various things. So the first one I'll do here is a people picker. One of the things that it asked me here is to provide an access token. I'm not going to go into the details of getting an access token in this session. There's been a lot of things this week. You could certainly go and see. But
yeah.
Essentially, you go through a flow, consent to an application to get access to the things you'll allow it to. And essentially, that's what this is using here. In fact, if I go to the XAML that this actually uses, what we'll see is here is that access token.
Can you make it bigger?
Yeah, well, I'll zoom in here. So you can see that there's actually a graph access token attribute on the people picker. And so that it's going to be able to leverage that for the calls here. So with...
Can I hold it for you? I can be useful too.
Awesome. So with that value. With that token in place, I can start searching for users. This happens to be an organizational account that I have a token for. If it was a consumer account, it'll actually look at things like your frequently people that you're sending emails to frequently or collaborating with in different ways. But in this case, it can actually use some of that intelligence that we get out of all the different collaboration that happens in Office 365. So as I type here, you can see I find Elizabeth, and I can go and select Elizabeth. And in this case, I'm getting a really nice rich UI. I'm getting the profile picture. It's automatically pulling that in. I'm getting her name, email address. And so that's a really nice experience with how those people pickers look.
And that you're doing just one XAML control and passing in the token that you would already have in your application, right?
So now I'm going to pull the curtain back and show you how I got an access token. I'm actually using Graph Explorer, which is a really, really invaluable tool for working with the graph. You can actually get a token via script, but I'm also going to use Graph Explorer to get my user ID. So we'll go ahead and copy that, because this other control I'm going to show you, which is the profile card, actually asks for your user ID. So we'll go ahead and paste that in.
So how many of you guys have used the Graph Explorer already? Great. If you haven't, I'll invite you to our booth where you can see all of the different things that you can do with the Graph Explorer. It's a really nice tool to interact with the REST requests that you can do with the Microsoft Graph. It supports both read, write, and all of the different set of operations. So we have an account that you can use as a demo account, but if you log in with your own account, then you can do a whole bunch of different things with the data in your account.
And actually, I messed up here. I didn't get the full GUID, and I'm running a different pull request for this that isn't that forgiving if you put in a wrong GUID. So I'm gonna have to launch this here again just really quickly. So again, launching the community toolkit, we'll go look at that profile picture, or I'm sorry, the profile card. And again, it's wanting those two things, the user ID and the graph token. So we'll, again, just run out here. We'll grab my full user ID this time. And for those that, if you want to know how I'm getting an actual access token from Graph Explorer, you can actually just go in the console and say token, please. So I'll just type in here, token, please. Now I do obviously I need to be signed in here in order to get the token, but that gives me my full access token that I can go and use somewhere else.
Like for example, if you're using Postman or things like that, then you can just get that token and play with it.
So now that we paste that in, you can see that it's pulling that up, but I can go look at the different ways I could view it. I could do email only, I could do large photo left, and I have all these different variations of that profile card. And then the final one here.
Let's look at the XAML. Like if you look at, you know, that's also pretty simple, one control, and you can bring all of that in from different ways of rendering that profile card into your application.
Time-wise, it's going on the web
one. Yeah. Okay, so now we're going to the next demo, which is the web controls.
Yep. So for the web controls, we actually provide a bunch of interesting things. We provide what's called the Office UI Fabric, which is a set of, at its core, it's a set of styles. But we also have React components to be able to deliver this. And in this case, we have some of those controls include a people picker that we're going to take a look at here. And then this sample is also going to look at a file picker that we provide for client-side applications. So this is the Office UI Fabric site. And what you'll see is that there are just a ton of components. So if I go to basic things, it does things to help me style drop-down list and buttons to look like it's part of Office. But under pickers, I have interesting things like people pickers. So I could go and work with this. Now, our pickers aren't automatically connected to the graph, but it's very easy to do so. So what I have is a very simple sample that I just wrote this in Angular that can go and interact with the data that is in the graph. So if I just go here really quickly to my index page, I'll just show you how easily this is wired up. The people picker control has a delegate that says get people async. And what I'm doing with that is using that Graph API to say, hey, go get people based on the search text that's in that people picker control. That's kind of hard to say.
I'm glad it's even hard for you to say it. It's a mouthful for me.
And then once I get my results back, I'm going to go get a profile picture for each one. So it's two different calls, but the Graph client makes it really simple here. So let's just take a look at this running. I'll just go out to, this is just going to run locally here. So the first thing I'm going to do is select a workbook. I'll show this to you here briefly, but it's like two lines of script in order to use and integrate with the
OneDrive file picker.
OneDrive file picker. And there's a lot of options. In fact, I've limited it here to say you can only select a workbook. So we'll select our workbook, and then that'll enable the selection here where I can search for people like, let's find Yina. And so there's Yina. You can see, again, it pulls in her profile photo and all that, and then I could go and do additional things in my application.
Great. So those were the three demos that we wanted to show. Going back to recapping, we did adaptive carts, showing an adaptive cart showing up in Outlook with actionable messages where users can take action right within the context of their mailbox. Then we showed we didn't do this quite in this order, but we showed web controls where you can use the file picker, you can use the UI fabric to get the same style and look that we use across all of our experiences in your own application. And then we showed the SAML controls that you can use in UWP apps, one control to connect to the graph, and just simple passing in some configuration parameters and the access token, and you get all of that functionality already on your app. So get started today. If you have not already developed with the Microsoft Graph, I invite you to. The only thing that you need to remember, graph.microsoft.com, that's our website. We are active on GitHub. /Microsoft Graph is the organization where you'll find all of the different samples that we have. We also showed today on Twitter, tag us with Microsoft Graph, and then on Stack Overflow, the same thing if you have questions during your development. And thank you so much for the time.
Yep. Yeah. Hey.